brought to you by Penguin.
How Confidence Works by Professor Ian Robertson. Read by Professor Ian Robertson. For Fiona, who taught me about the mind, with love and thanks. Introduction. Suppose we were to discover something that could make us wealthier, healthier, longer living, smarter, kinder, happier, more motivated, more innovative. Ridiculous, you might say, but, in fact, we already have. And what is this elixir? Confidence. And it is to human endeavour what food is to the body. Without either, we would wither and die. If you have it, it can empower you to reach heights you never thought possible. But if you don't, it can have a devastating effect on your prospects, despite your objective achievements. When tennis legend Venus Williams was asked, age 14, on ABC News, how confident she was about beating her opponent in a tough upcoming match, she responded by saying, "I'm very confident." The reporter replied, a little surprised, "You say it so easily. Why?" "Because I believe it," the future champion replied, matter-of-factly. Interviewed nearly 25 years later in 2018 by the New York Times, she said, "I feel that I owe my own success to my belief in myself, and have found that confidence can be learned and developed. In fact, my own self-confidence is something I work on every day, just like going to the gym or training on the court." This book will probe the science and neuroscience behind the idea that confidence can be learned, or whether it is necessarily something you inherit. Optimism, hope, and self-esteem are all concepts that are easily confused with confidence, but, as I will show, they differ in one fundamental way. Confidence empowers action. You can be an optimist who is hopeful that things will work out okay in the end, without ever believing that you can play a part in that outcome. Or, indeed, having any realistic grounds for that optimism. And you can have high self-esteem and feel good about yourself without feeling confident that you can achieve a particular goal. The future is uncertain. Confidence is a mental stance towards the future that defies this uncertainty by betting on success. Self-belief is a calculated wager on oneself that often wins because it is a bet based on past performance. Confidence creates the future because it is grounded in action. And, as Venus Williams said, it can be learned. Confidence is made up of two parts. The first is the bet you make with yourself that you can do something. This is the can-do element. The second is a belief that if you do that thing, then the world will change a little. This is the can-happen part. Maybe you believe that you can take more exercise. Can do. But you doubt that it will make you lose weight. Can't happen. Or say you accept that if everyone were to cut down their fossil fuel use, we could reduce global warming. Can happen. But you don't think you can do this yourself. Can't do. For confidence to work its full-blooded magic, it requires a potent combination of can-do about the inner world and can-happen about the external world. Confidence, therefore, lies at the core of what makes things...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?